A change in policy concerning the United States and Israel is our first subject today on CNN 10. Welcome to our viewers worldwide. I'm Coral Azus at the CNN Center. Last week, U.S. President Donald Trump said he'd sign a proclamation recognizing a territory called the Golan Heights as being part of Israel. Yesterday, he did it. With Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing next to him, the American leader put pen to paper during a ceremony at the White House. Here's why this is significant and controversial. The Golan Heights is a rocky plateau in the Middle East. It was part of southwestern Syria in 1967. But during the Six-Day War, which was fought that year, Israel captured large amounts of territory from the neighboring countries of Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. The Golan Heights was part of that land.
Here in the Golan Heights, where there's years of evidence of fighting between Israel and Syria. Israeli forces seized this mountainous territory from Syria in 1967 during the Six-Day War, and since then it's been considered occupied territory by the international community and the United Nations Security Council. Israel annexed the Golan in 1981, but no country in the world had ever recognized that annexation until now. U.S. President Donald Trump overturning decades of U.S. foreign policy, breaking the international consensus, and saying it's time to recognize Israeli sovereignty here because of its strategic significance. Anyone positioned here has a great vantage point from which to look into southern Syria on one side and northern Israel on the other.
So Israel considers the Golan Heights part of its country, and it has settlements there with thousands of Jewish Israelis sharing the land with other groups of people. President Trump said the U.S. proclamation to recognize Golan as part of Israel should have taken place decades ago. Several other countries disagreed. They don't think the Golan Heights should be recognized as part of Israel. The European Union is among them, and the government of Syria called the U.S. proclamation a violation of international standards and said the Golan Heights was and would remain Arab and Syrian. The signing ceremony was held weeks before an election in Israel, and it was expected to help the incumbent leader. Prime Minister Netanyahu shortened his trip to the U.S., though, after a rocket was fired from the Palestinian territory of Gaza Monday morning. It hit a house in central Israel, injuring seven civilians there. The Israeli military said it would strike targets in Gaza that belonged to the terrorist group that was responsible. All this came as another example of tensions in a historically conflicted region.